Well, Brother Lauderdale has kept us here overtime, so I'll just keep us a little bit more. I'll never forget, I believe it was my third night, and since we talk about a little personal testimony, I want to talk about it just a little bit. My third night at Brown Trail, we were in the fellowship room. I'd come back to Brown Trail to go to school after preaching several years. I was weak in the Christian Evidences area. I sought out Brown Trail School of Preaching. They didn't try to recruit me. But I'll never forget what Brother Bob Lauderdale said in there as he had his back to the wall. We didn't have him pinned up. We weren't threatening him. But he made this statement. And I can't quote it verbatim, but it's very close. He says, we've been known as, like MIT is and has been in engineering, we've been known or have that reputation in preacher training school. You remember that, Brother Bob?
Yes.
Well, I went to school here. I'm thankful that I did. But from afar, brethren, now, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, and people are not going to be our judge. People are not going to judge the elders here at Judgment. But, that's right, amen. That's like I talk about my class. I'm glad God's got my report card and not someone else. But my point is this, that isms or digression doesn't come overnight. And from afar off, and I speak on lectureships and know the pulse fairly well of what's going on with the paper that I publish and things. Now, I don't say this as a discredit to anyone. I say this as sharing information. Brown Trail doesn't presently and hasn't for several years enjoyed the prestige and the brotherhood. Now, prestige won't get you to heaven again. But when I'm talking about people that are solid, a rock, and where you can just name the congregation. And as I look about tonight and I see the hurt, but I don't believe there's anyone in here that does not want to go to heaven. I believe that we all do, and I believe that we all have a deep and abiding love for Brown Trail. And I'll admit that my wife and I, we spat and we feud like most husbands and wives do on certain things. But brethren, I'm going to tell you what, I love that woman. And I'm not going to let my opinion or my wants or my desires sever or tarnish my love for her. And I'm not going to let my opinions or my self-will tarnish my love for the Lord's church. And although I do believe that we had just a few moments ago a commitment, I'd like to really see that underlined by the elders, the present elders, because I'd like to see the congregation reunited and grow and prosper. I've got some serious doubts. And as I've looked out the brotherhood, and I know that some of these men that are older than I am, and I've seen the paths of digression overtake so many congregations. I mean, I can give you name, rank, and serial number, and you look at them today, preachers that have gone off in the Christian church and things that at one time were solid, solid sound, brethren. And I've said all that to say this, that I believe we have a commitment, and all I'm going to say is, brethren, live by it. Live by it. Or the thing of people saying, well, everybody's leaving Brown Trail. Brethren, these are important works, and they're not just works, they're ways of life, because souls are at stake, and including ours.
Right.
Including ours. Thank you for bearing with me.